This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. The good news is that most of the nation right now is looking toward the future. The bad news is people are looking toward the future with tremendous fear, trepidation, uncertainty. The National Mall, this is unheard of. The entire National Mall, which is a huge tract of territory, is going to be closed down for the inauguration. Inaugurations in the past have been festive occasions, even during very hard times, even during very difficult times. In the middle of the Civil War, Lincoln was inaugurated for the second time, and there was a huge crowd, and people had their spirits uplifted, and he gave a great address, and nobody knew that standing maybe 50 feet away from him was a guy named John Wilkes Booth, who actually ended up killing him about a month later. But that is another story. That's what people are worried about. People are worried about violence again in Washington, D.C. And partially, I think part of what is going on here is a desperate desire to allow things to come off as normal. There will be no big inaugural concert. There will be no big inaugural celebration. Part of that is the pandemic, but most of it is the danger of political violence. The president tried to make his contribution, it seems, to tamping down that violence in a video that he posted last night. We had done as a promo for today on the show that it was sure that President Trump was going to have some kind of response to the impeachment resolution that was passed with 10 Republican votes yesterday. But if this is the response, we will give it serious consideration. There's also another drive for impeachment. And frankly, this is sickening. It gets me angry. I mean, isn't two enough? Well, no. There's a new promise for a new impeachment resolution to be introduced on Inauguration Day. Actually, it may be January 21st, the day after Inauguration Day. So 1 week from today. And why are we going through another impeachment? Well, it's actually not an impeachment for President Trump because he'll already be out of office by the time it's introduced. It would be an impeachment of President Biden. Why? Good idea. We will get to that. 1-800-955-1776. And there's a powerful piece in the Wall Street Journal about all of the things that President Trump has done for the country, the good things. There's one last great thing that President Trump needs to do. What is it? We will get to that as well. This in a column by Karl Rove. But I'll tell you what is so astonishing for me, and we will get to the president's speech, and it's just something that haunts me a great deal, is this very serious coverage by serious news sources and by serious members of Congress. And by the way, the two members of Congress who are making these charges are both decorated military veterans. They're people who are officers in our armed services. They both happen to be Democrats. But this is not a Democrat or Republican issue. This is a basic American issue. The reports are that there were members of Congress, not many, but enough, who collaborated with the thugs and the creeps and the losers who didn't represent everybody who was there for the Stop the Steal rally that the president was conducting. But for the people who actually did invade the Capitol building and did perpetrate violence and were responsible for the deaths of at least five people, now there's another one of those demonstrators, a business executive, actually a very successful business executive. He was arrested for the normal, for the trespassing and the entering federal property without authorization. He was facing, well, months perhaps in prison. Killed himself. Guy's name was Georgia, and he was from Georgia. Stanton, Georgia was his name. And again, these stories are so horrific. And what makes them more horrific is the fact that there are accounts that indicate that this may, to some extent, have been an inside job. The story on CNN says the idea of an insurrection is unheard of in modern U.S. history, and the possibility that lawmakers or allies inside the Capitol were helping only contributes to the uncertainty and worry about the event and what's to come. At least one protest organizer said he coordinated with three members of the House. They're all Republicans, of course. There are unverified accusations of a reconnaissance mission one day before the attack, and more than a dozen U.S. Capitol police officers are under internal investigation for allegedly helping rioters. Now, part of this helping rioters, actually, when you watch the videos, and yes, like everybody else, I've been watching the videos obsessively, there are some videos where it's very clear there's a line of police officers, and they just make way and open up to these people who have no business being there. And yes, there has to be an investigation of those officers. Were they asked in advance to do that? Who asked them to do that? Did they know that they were cooperating with people whose job was to shut down the government? That's what they were there for. While President Donald Trump's role in inciting the violence is clear, says CNN. And I think it is clear. I mean, his role was that he summoned people to come to Washington for demonstrations to stop the steal. They came for the demonstrations. They heard the president speak, and he said, go up to Capitol Hill. And did he say commit violence? No. He said the only time he mentioned anything having to do with violence, he called for peaceful demonstrations. But what did he expect sending people up to Capitol Hill where they had no authorization to come into the building? Where they certainly had no authorization to try to stop the legal constitutional procedures of verifying an election. It says, while President Trump's role in inciting the violence is clear, there are some early indications and accusations that other insiders may have more actively aided the mob. Ali Alexander, who, by the way, is a rogue. I mean, he is an extreme right-wing conspiracy theorist way, way out there. He led one of the Stop the Steal groups. He claimed in a live stream video that he planned the rally that preceded the riot with three GOP lawmakers, Representative Paul Gosar of Arizona, Representative Andy Biggs of Arizona, and Representative Mo Brooks of Alabama. Brooks spoke at the rally before Trump took the stage and urged the crowd to start taking down names and kicking ass. In a 2,800-word statement about his involvement, Brooks said he was only telling the crowd to fight back at the ballot box. Oh, come on. You're telling... How does walking up Capitol Hill and trying to enter the Capitol building have to do with fighting back at the ballot box? It has to do with something else. CNN previously reported that Gosar associated himself with Ali Alexander's group in recent months. By the way, Ali Alexander is a convicted felon. He's a convicted felon for checking fraud. And there are other business transactions where this guy is just the fact that he would be associated with these congresspeople in any way is extremely concerning. There are also two police officers, not Capitol police officers, but other police officers have been arrested, one of whom apparently was wearing a Nazi T-shirt. This is a terrible shame. When 99.999% of American police officers are dedicated, loyal, decent people, the fact that there may have been some officials, including members of Congress, who were involved in planning this thing. Was there also involvement of provocateurs? That's another charge. We'll get to that and more on the MedVed Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show.
had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
Relief Factor is natural. It uses natural inflammatory ingredients to reduce your level of pain, discomfort, stiffness. It really does work. And a 3-week quick start is amazing. It is a great buy. It's $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. You take 3 little packets a day, and you can feel the difference. Chances are you will, because the overwhelming majority, almost 3/4 of people who get that quick start, end up ordering more Relief Factor. Read all about it. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and it's 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved show, there is all kinds of worried talk in Washington, D.C. Today is Thursday. On Sunday, there have been calls for armed marches all over the country in 50 state capitals. And there's more talk of a civil war. Now, most of the frightening talk is coming from the left, not the right. It's people who are very afraid. But there are all kinds of responses on the right that are only making that fear worse. And frankly, if you ask yourself this question, if you're worried, and people are, apparently Mike Pence right now is attending a meeting at FEMA where he's going to be briefed about Inauguration Day security measures. And I think, why are they briefing Mike Pence? Because, I mean, would you trust Mike Pence a little bit more with Inauguration Day security measures than a president who has already said he's not going to be at the inauguration? 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. And then there's a very real question, which is, does the impeachment of President Trump actually make violence more likely or less likely? I don't think that should be a reason to vote yes or no on impeachment, or to vote yes or no on removal to office when the Senate gets to it, and it could get to it as early as, as early as Tuesday of next week. But it's unlikely. They're probably going to put it off. And there are a lot of smart people, including a lot of smart Democrats, who are saying, look, they voted impeachment. He now has the distinction of being the only president to be impeached twice. This was a bipartisan vote in the Congress. When you get 10 Republican votes, including members of the House leadership, we're talking about you, Liz Cheney, then it's a bipartisan vote. All of that is enough discouragement. They can just let it drop. Okay, the box score shows 2 impeachments voted by the House. No other president has ever had that disgrace. President Trump does. Okay, proceeding to a Senate trial where you've got to give the president some chance to defend himself, to relitigate this entire thing, to re-adjudicate this entire thing, that's going to only exacerbate the divisions and the craziness in the country. Which is a good reason, now that the impeachment has been accomplished, people have been able to vote their conscience, people have been able to get on the historical record, maybe time to move on? Well, we'll see. There's a huge investigation going on where they're bringing in more and more people who participated in the riots and who were caught on video and showed that they were not only people who were extremely misguided, and a lot of people who meant no good at all, but they were also profoundly stupid. I cannot even begin to describe the level of stupidity. Now, why do I say that? Because for goodness sake, not only are you exposing yourself to a super spreader event, but you're unmasked. And there's security cameras and news cameras everywhere. And right now, the people who are being picked up on this stuff are people who are easy to identify and are finding their whole lives ruined, aside from the fact that a lot of them are going to go to jail and should go to jail. Somebody committed murder. Whoever it was who took that fire extinguisher and hit Officer Brian Sicknick on the head and killed him, that is murder. And maybe you say, well, it's not first degree. He wasn't intending to kill him. What do you think is going to happen if you hit someone on the head with a fire extinguisher? 1-800-955-1776. There's this, and it's very alarming. Mikey Sherrill, who is a former Navy helicopter pilot, and she's also a former prosecutor, and she's one of the more moderate Democrats in the House. No, she really is. Last night, she accused unnamed Republican lawmakers of helping rioters by bringing them into the Capitol the day before the riot for a reconnaissance mission of sorts. Sherrill said there were members of Congress who had groups coming through the Capitol that I saw on January 5th for reconnaissance for the next day. She's a former Navy helicopter pilot. Again, she is a former prosecutor. She does not make this kind of accusation lightly. She was requesting an investigation with certain agencies, presumably to look into possible coordination between Republican lawmakers and rioters. Now, one of the stories here that was told was about an office that they found very specifically of a prominent Democratic congressperson that didn't have a sign on it, but they knew it was his office. They clearly had coordinated something here. And how do they associate this with the rioters? Well, there were whole groups of people. The Capitol building's officially closed because of the pandemic. So in order to take a tour, you can't just take a public tour. You can't wander through. In order to take a tour, you've got to get a special request that goes through a congressman's office, and it's a pretty big deal. And here, what Congressperson Cheryl saw was that there was a group of people wearing Trump gear, and they were arriving for this big rally that had been announced well in advance. And they were clearly being led through, and basically the question is, were they shown, this is the door, this is wild. This is the windows, this is how you get in, this is where you find Nancy Pelosi's office. And Democratic Representative Mary Gay Scanlon, who co-signed a letter asking for an investigation, said that she saw groups of people in MAGA apparel 1 or 2 days before the attack. I had seen what appeared to be tour groups of folks dressed in MAGA attire in the halls, in the tunnels. Okay, so who was leading them through? There are three names that are basically associated with this. Two from Arizona, Paul Gosar, Andy Biggs, members of Congress from Arizona, and Mo Brooks. And Mo Brooks also spoke at the rally. He is the one who said it's time for us to start taking names and kicking ass. Now, does this mean that they may be guilty of criminal activity? Maybe. Probably not. But it certainly should lead to a potential expulsion from Congress. If you have tried to coordinate people invading the Capitol building before it happened, it's extraordinarily serious. So what does President Trump say in the latest? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says if the COVID-19 pandemic would have started in a democratic nation, a global outbreak might not have occurred. Azar saying China wasn't forthcoming with information about the virus during the initial outbreak. Teachers across the country are now starting to have the coronavirus vaccine available to them. Some teachers in Florida voicing frustration at the process and how long it's taking, but Palm Beach County Schools Superintendent Donald Fenoy says he understands a real problem with the vaccine.
To be perfectly honest with you, the biggest issue is just the supply chain. That is the issue.
Parler and Amazon are going before a U.S. District Court judge in Seattle to settle their dispute. Parler saying Amazon violated their contract by shutting down their site with 24 hours notice. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Michael Medved show, President Trump went to the Oval Office, and last night he delivered, I'm not sure exactly when it was taped, but it was clearly after the impeachment vote that it was released. It's not a response to impeachment, but it's a clarification of the president's opposition to violence. And as I said at the beginning of the show, I believe what the president is doing here is looking ahead and expressing his desire to avoid some kind of violent confrontation or disruption on inaugural day or on the Sunday before inaugural day, on the 17th, when there's also supposed to be the, it says, Million Militia March on Washington. Here is what President Trump had to say. This is would be clip 2A, Jeremy.
My fellow Americans, I want to speak to you tonight about the troubling events of the past week. As I have said, the incursion of the U.S. Capitol struck at the very heart of our republic. It angered and appalled millions of Americans across the political spectrum. I want to be very clear. I unequivocally condemn the violence that we saw last week. Violence and vandalism have absolutely no place in our country and no place in our movement. Making America Great Again has always been about defending the rule of law, supporting the men and women of law enforcement, and upholding our nation's most sacred traditions and values. Mob violence goes against everything I believe in and everything our movement stands for. No true supporter of mine could ever endorse political violence. No true supporter of mine could ever disrespect law enforcement or our great American flag. No true supporter of mine could ever threaten or harass their fellow Americans. If you do any of these things, you are not supporting our movement, you are attacking it. And you are attacking our country. We cannot tolerate it.
Okay, this is very clear, and it's very much needed. And it would have been extraordinarily important if the president had made that kind of comment while the violence was going on. According to multiple accounts, he was watching the violence on TV and enjoying it, feeling gratified by it. Now, again, that's not a basis for impeachment. It's not a basis for judgment. Now there is a clear public statement, but the statement comes a week after the attack. It should not have taken him that long, but I'm glad that he said what he said. He went on and was even more clear about the idea of no justification for political violence. Clip B.
Tragically, over the course of the past year, made so difficult because of COVID-19, we have seen political violence spiral out of control. We have seen too many riots, too many mobs, too many acts of intimidation and destruction. It must stop. Whether you are on the right or on the left, a Democrat or a Republican, there is never a justification for violence. No excuses, no exceptions. America is a nation of laws. Those who engaged in the attacks last week will be brought to justice.
Okay, and that is in process. And they are, again, it's a major, major focus of the Trump Justice Department. However much longer that lasts. It will be lasting for 6 more days. President Trump went on to talk about calming tempers and easing tensions. This is something that doesn't come naturally to him, but it's clip C.
Now I am asking everyone who has ever believed in our agenda to be thinking of ways to ease tensions, calm tempers, and help to promote peace in our country. There has been reporting that additional demonstrations are being planned in the coming days, both here in Washington and across the country. I have been briefed by the U.S. Secret Service on the potential threats. Every American deserves to have their voice heard in a respectful and peaceful way. That is your First Amendment right. But I cannot emphasize that there must be no violence, no lawbreaking, and no vandalism of any kind. Everyone must follow our laws and obey the instructions of law enforcement. I have directed federal agencies to use all necessary resources to maintain order. In Washington, D.C., we are bringing in thousands of National Guard members to secure the city and ensure that a transition can occur safely and without incident. Like all of you, I was shocked and deeply saddened by the calamity at the Capitol last week. I want to thank the hundreds of millions of incredible American citizens who have responded to this moment with calm, moderation, and grace. We will get through this challenge just like we always do.
Okay, I think that's correct, obviously. But then he concluded, and of course it's not a Trump speech unless there is some kind of blowback at his enemies, and he has many, many opponents and critics. This about his critics, at least by implication, in big tech. This is clip D.
I also say a few words about the unprecedented assault on free speech we have seen in recent days. These are tense and difficult times. The efforts to censor, cancel, and blacklist our fellow citizens are wrong and they are dangerous. What is needed now is for us to listen to one another, not to silence one another. All of us can choose by our actions to rise above the rancor and find common ground and shared purpose. We must focus on advancing the interests of the whole nation, delivering the miracle vaccines, defeating the pandemic, rebuilding the economy, protecting our national security, and upholding the rule of law. Today I am calling on all Americans to overcome the passions of the moment and join together as one American people. Let us choose to move forward united for the good of our families, our communities, and our country. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
President Trump, with these remarks, which the timing is terrible, because the timing comes right after he's impeached for a second time. And it looks like people comment, if you watch the video, it looks like a hostage video. It looks like this is stuff that he was meant to say. He comes close, at least, in popping this video out right now to doing what Karl Rove writes about in the Wall Street Journal, a terrific column by Karl Rove again. The title, Trump Has One Thing Left to Do. And he almost did it there, but not quite, not the important part. What is the one thing left to do that President Trump has? And no, it's not going to the inauguration. I wish he would. That would be the most useful thing of all, of course. And he says he's talked to the Secret Service about what comes forward. Now, the job of the Secret Service is to guard the president, the vice president. Really, the people that need to be consulted are the Capitol Police, the National Guard. They're going to be guardsmen, apparently, sleeping on the floor of the Capitol building to make sure everything stays safe. I hope people heed President Trump. What more could he have done? We'll get to it. Right now, demand for physical precious metals continues strong and supplies are once again getting tight, so our economic problems are not likely to improve anytime soon. And that's what's caused gold and silver to go up in value recently. People are worried, and COVID-19 threatens to stop getting us back on track. Precious metals have always proven themselves in a time of crisis, but you need to choose which ones to buy and when, especially given recent short-term dips in the market. Now, analysts at major banks are forecasting that gold is ready to set new highs in the near term. Over many years, Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has proven himself as my go-to expert with smart, educated, responsible recommendations. Nick wants to offer his four decades experience to you. Give the AmFed team a call right now at 800-221-7694 and find out more at AmericanFederal.com. That's 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
Right now is a great time to become a MedHead at MichaelMedVet.com. When you sign up to become a premium subscriber, use the promo code WINTER40, that's WINTER40, and you'll get $20 off an annual membership. So what then is your grand total for a year subscription? Just $39, or a little more than $3 a month. And what do you get for your money? The 3-hour daily broadcast, commercial free, show archives going back over 5 years, all of Michael's current commentaries as well as commentary archives, 2 exclusive podcasts, added discounts at the MedVet History Store, and a Listen Live tab where you can catch all of the news and Michael's views that are happening in real time. It's all at MichaelMedVet.com. Go to the website, click the MedHead banner, and sign up today. Make sure to use the promo code WINTER40. It's a great way to support the show and the unique content and perspectives from Michael Medved. From all of us here at the program, thanks for listening in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Michael Medved show, talking about whether President Trump will actually succeed in calming the public, maybe calling off some of the people who are planning to march in armed marches in all 50 state capitals. At least that's what's been announced. That's what's been recruited by a number of organizations. And they're doing this in the president's name. So it's very useful. The president says no violence, no vandalism. We want peace. We want order. The one thing he didn't do, and this is something that Karl Rove writes about today in the Wall Street Journal, that President Trump should have done and still must do, is basically tell people to stay home if they possibly can. And there are multiple reasons for this. I mean, we talked yesterday a little bit about the progress such as it is with coronavirus. It's a terrible situation, particularly in Southern California, but really across the country. And for that reason alone, there are now three members of Congress who say they were infected during the invasion of the Capitol building because they were locked together in a small room. And there were other members of Congress there who refused the offer to put on masks. And there's this whole thing called viral load, where when you're around somebody who might have or be carrying the virus, it's far more serious if you're with them for a couple hours than if you're with them for a couple of minutes. In any event, what Karl Rove writes about is urging the president one more thing that Trump has left to do. And yes, it's calling for calm and for peace. But it's also basically acknowledging that we had an election, the people spoke, and he's following the will of the people. Rove writes, Mr. Trump must do what he hasn't done yet. Forcefully tell his followers not to participate in protests or disrupting Mr. Biden's inaugural. And urge them to join him, their president, in condemning violence and disorder. Well, that he just did. He wants people to condemn violence and disorder. That's good. Americans know Mr. Trump didn't act while a police officer was beaten to death, a rioter was shot and killed, and Congress was shut down. Instead, he sat in the Oval Office watching television until order was restored. He then released a video calling rioters very special people and saying, I love you. It was the next afternoon before he finally denounced violence, and reports say he regrets having done so. Since then, Mr. Trump's statements have been insufficient. Quote, you always have to avoid violence, he said on Tuesday night before spending nearly 10 times as many words complaining that Twitter shut down his account. Pathetic, writes Karl Rove in the Wall Street Journal. On Wednesday, he sent out a statement. That would be yesterday. In light of reports of more demonstrations, I urge that there must be no violence, no law-breaking, and no vandalism of any kind. But an email is a poor substitute for a personal appeal in a televised Oval Office address. Well, there was a little bit of that last night, Carl. Many Americans, he writes, who voted for President Trump were sickened by the violent, seditious attack on our Capitol. America was humiliated in the eyes of the world. The nation is reeling and on edge. And this awful drama hasn't fully played out. Mr. Trump can do one good thing as he exits office. Go on TV to discourage supporters from becoming accomplices to more violence. Let us hope he does, but I have little confidence he will. Well, except for the fact of discouraging people from engaging in these protests at all, and again, what is the purpose of these protests right now? Because one of the things that should be very, very clear is that if President Trump wants to maintain some influence or viability as a political figure at all, the further protests and the further disruptions that occur, the further challenges to the validity of Joe Biden as President of the United States, which he's going to be in 6 days from now, the continued objections to that and standing in the way of that and questioning that is not helpful. Not helpful in any way, not just not helpful to Biden, but not helpful to people who are making the push. And by the way, there's a lot of opinion given out today that I agree with, which is that I think it would be a glorious thing if a president-elect Biden and a bunch of the other Democrats pushing impeachment would say, okay, we've gone on record. The House has voted by a very decisive margin with support, some support from even Republican leadership, to say that what the president did was impeachable. He's been impeached a second time. Nobody's ever had that black mark on him. Now let's move on to the people's business. And again, I understand that the objection to that is basically saying that, but then Trump can run for office again. It's going to be so very difficult and so constitutionally dubious to try to stop him from running, to try to disqualify him now. Let him continue to disqualify himself. And he has a very full plate after he leaves office. He has very likely legal problems. Even if he tries to pardon himself, that's legally dubious. There are debts that are coming due to the tune of about $400 million with Deutsche Bank. He has business problems. He has legal problems. There may be personal problems. The idea that it is necessary to protect the Republic to disqualify President Trump at this point is a real problem. And the Wall Street Journal, in their editorial today, I think highlights that. They write, we're on record as saying Mr. Trump committed an impeachable offense in inciting supporters to march on Congress with the goal of overturning the election as the electoral votes were counted. He may not have directly incited violence, but he still promoted an assault on the Democratic transfer of power. Yes, he did. Mr. Trump was so self-deluded that he seems to believe that this was possible, and he encouraged his supporters to believe it, too. Then Wednesday, Democrats sprinted to the floor to impeach. That's yesterday. No hearings, no fact-finding, no chance for defense. To what end? One goal seems to be to simply tag him as the only president impeached twice and to declare that Mr. Trump's actions are unacceptable. In that case, the House vote should be enough. Everyone voted his conscience, and that should be the end of it. GOP leaders aren't whipping the impeachment vote, which means members can vote their conscience. Liz Cheney isn't forcing anyone else to vote to impeach, and she believes Mr. Trump committed an offense against democracy. She may also believe, and she's right if she does, that the GOP needs to distance itself from behavior like Mr. Trump's last week. But you can bet that if a Democratic president precipitated the events of last week, Representatives Jim Jordan and Andy Biggs would be leading the impeachment charge. Instead, they're attacking Liz Cheney. At least Ms. Cheney is forthright, writes the Journal. Nine other Republicans joined her as impeachment passed 232 to 197. What next? No one seems to know. Which is also why impeachment should die in the House. Mr. McConnell said yesterday there will be no Senate trial before Mr. Biden is inaugurated. How could there be unless the senators want to deny Mr. Trump time to prepare a defense? That means a trial would have to take place when Mr. Trump is a private citizen, fending off creditors and perhaps prosecutors from Mar-a-Lago. Some Democrats claim that a trial is necessary to add the sanction that Mr. Trump can never run for office again. The president must be impeached and convicted, and he must be prevented from ever attempting to seize power again, said Representative Jim Clyburn, a Democrat, on Wednesday. Our guess is that Mr. Trump is finished as a serious presidential contender, unless Democrats try to rehabilitate him with a trial that looks vindictive. The real Democratic goal may be to keep the impeachment trial in the air for as long as they can to divide Republicans. But the longer this drags on, the more the public may conclude it's a partisan exercise that serves no constructive purpose. It could even stir a backlash. As memories fade and progressives drive a purge of conservatives across politics and culture, don't be surprised if Mr. Trump uses a trial in 2021 or 2022 to try to resurrect himself. This is similar to what I've been saying, so of course I agree with it. We will talk as we go forward about other charges of manipulation behind the riots and other questions about the new impeachment that is promised, believe it or not, for January 21st in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on a food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.